Well, on to other international affairs, but things that land right here in Georgia. Research shows language learning benefits academic achievement, cognitive abilities, and cultural awareness. It's also just plain useful in our increasingly global world. Georgia does lead the Southeast in percentage of students enrolled in foreign language classes. That's at 22%, a little higher than the 20% of students nationwide, but low by international standards. Patrick Wallace is Program Specialist for World Languages and Global Workforce Initiatives at the Georgia Department of Education. Good morning.
Good morning, or buenos dias, bonjour, guten morgen.
Do you have to do that all the time?
I do, actually. I know I'm representing World Language, so definitely I want to give a shout out to all of our wonderful World Language teachers and students throughout Georgia.
Well, thank you for being here. And Jacques Marcotte, he is Secretary of the Board of Directors at the French American Chamber of Commerce in Atlanta. And bonjour.
Bonjour. Good morning. Thanks for having us.
Thank you for being here. Patrick, I'm thinking Georgia, really? I mean, in Gwinnett County, offering voting materials and Spanish has been contentious. Georgia has one of the highest deportation rates. How did the state end up leading the Southeast in foreign language education?
Well, I think we always have to put that in sort of a context. We do reach a lot of our students with world language education, and we're proud of that fact. As someone who grew up here just a few miles away, I'm proud of that fact. But we also have to put that in the context that we live in a world of 8 billion people, 4 billion plus speak at least two languages at this point. In Europe, 85% northwards know at least two languages. Many have a working operational ability in a third. So this is the context in which we are operating. So yes, we are leading, and we're leading in a lot of ways and for a lot of reasons. Our wonderful world language teachers, I definitely point to their work, the sacrifices they make, the plans they make, their passion for what they do and willingness to take leadership roles in that are definitely a part of that. I think it's also part of just the economic realities of what we have here in Georgia. I mean, we have one of the fastest growing ports in the nation. We have the world's busiest airport for 20 years plus running. We are a destination state. So we have over 3,000 companies here from Europe alone. And I will say that my statistics, they say 31-32% of all of world language students, the K-12 public school system, 1.7 million plus students, about 31% of them are taking some type of world language. Mm-hmm. So that's good, but of course they're still in that two-year, I would call it a box, you know, and so real proficiency, we know we need more time and more articulation of that. I also would point to our dual language immersion programs, which are teaching us so much about how language learning is done and the impact of that. Those students are, if you can imagine it, are learning science and math and French and German and Spanish and Mandarin and Japanese and next year with Korean. And nearly all of those 53 programs have waiting lists or lotteries for students to enter. So again, it's an indication of the need and desire of the public population for this. And I think also the increased diversity that we find here. In the Georgia Department of Ed, we talk a lot about the whole child, and there are a lot of lenses we can put in front of that. Of course, poverty is one of those lenses, but also language and culture. And as we collectively kind of wrap our instructional arms around the whole child, we also need to, as Georgia, kind of wrap our arms around who we are as Georgians and that we are a diverse community and growing more diverse each day. And that is, our differences are not our disadvantages, but rather our advantages. Mm-hmm. There is a African proverb that says, if you want to go far, if you want to go fast, go alone. If you want to go far, go with a group. And I really want Georgia to go far. So I want us as a state to wrap our arms around all our different communities and bring them on board. You know, we have the Georgia Seal of Biliteracy here, which is a certification of meaningful language proficiency before students exit high school. And it's available in 100 different languages. All of our heritage speaking communities, if you are a student right now listening to me and you have a heritage language, we want to encourage that language. And furthermore, I want you to get the Seal of Biliteracy in that language, because from now until the day you stop applying for jobs, that should be on every application you write. If you're in a university or college system, we have wonderful university and college programs here throughout Georgia. I would encourage you to minor in a language or to get some certification of that. If you're in the technical college system, get an OPI, WPT, put it on your resume, because the world is, the distance between the product and the service and the consumers is as close as an internet connection today.
Well, let's talk with a little bit more about that. And you've unpacked so much. I definitely want to get to the dual immersion language, because it's an innovative and interesting program. But Jacques, you know, Georgia, a state that prides itself on being pro-business. We mentioned so many businesses here. Mercedes-Benz, a German company. UPS is based here, an epitome of a global company. Is Georgia's business community telling education leaders, we need a multilingual workforce?
probably not sufficiently enough, but you mentioned Mercedes-Benz coming in. We forget that PSA, Peugeot SA, is coming to Atlanta with a new U.S. headquarters. So a lot of French companies are coming here. The French American Chamber of Commerce has led in getting people to be more aware of the need for other languages.
Well, part of the mission there of the French American Chamber of Commerce is to improve commercial and personal relationships between business leaders and communities in France and the Southeast. Interesting, the use of personal. What is it that, of course, it's hard to have a real personal relationship if you don't speak another language, but what is making that one-on-one connection as human beings? How does that help Georgia's business prospects?
Well, the Alliance Française, which is a sister organization, is really focused on the cultural side of it. The French American Chamber of Commerce is primarily on business, but part of doing international business is you need to build personal relationships. We tend, North Americans, to meet somebody, do the business, and then build a relationship. The rest of the world is a little more sensitive to getting to know each other, respect each other. If we don't do business today, doesn't mean we'll not do business later on. We are becoming a little more sensitive to this. Interesting enough, we have many unilingual Americans coming to the French American Chamber of Commerce.
Unilingual meaning they only speak English.
That's correct. Mm-hmm. And it's okay. And they have a chance to see another part of the world, another culture. And we have many Francophiles in Atlanta that have limited knowledge of French, but love the culture and love the doing business in that environment.
Well, you speak French, Spanish, Portuguese, and English. From a business perspective, what kind of demand is there for workers who speak multiple languages?
Oh, it's an increasing demand, and Patrick just raised that. More and more people will need to have. The key advantage is while most of the people in business in the world speak English as a second language, once you're able to speak in somebody's language or be at ease in their environment, you get the trust building a lot faster.
Patrick, we were looking at this 22% number. Are the numbers coming from diverse areas like Metro Atlanta's Gwinnett County, for example? Or are rural schools also handing out more German, Spanish, and other language textbooks as well?
Well, of course, there is a challenge. There are different challenges all around our state, and that economic need is there. I mean, it's in the agricultural communities, in our rural communities. It's in a lot of areas. So it is. I'm very sensitive to the needs of our districts and our superintendents and our schools with the funds they have, but I definitely want to encourage them to stretch. You know, I always talk about anchoring and a need and stretching toward a solution. So we definitely, and my service is to all 212 school districts. So I definitely have global Georgia in mind, and I mean all of Georgia, rural Georgia, as well as metro. So the need is not only metro, it's also rural. So being able to expand those language programs that are in rural Georgia are important because we have the International Skills Diploma Seal, another great SEAL program driven by business to identify students who have at least advanced language, have taken advanced language courses, but also have engaged in intercultural communication. I want to mention and kind of pivot on what Jacques said with Nelson Mandela had a great quote. He said, if you speak to a man in a language he can understand, that goes to his head. But if you can speak to a man in his or her language or his language, whatever, it goes to his heart. And so we need more heart-to-heart conversations. Dr. Martin Luther King had another great quote. He said, people fail to understand each other because they fear each other, and they fear each other because they don't know each other, and they don't know each other because they don't talk to each other. We need to build more bridges.
Well, you could tell Patrick Wallace is an educator. He's Program Specialist for World Languages and Global Workforce Initiatives. That's at the Georgia Department of Education. Jacques Marcotte is also with his Secretary of Board of Directors at the French American Chamber of Commerce in Atlanta, and we're talking about what makes Georgia number one in the Southeast for language education enrollment and why it matters. Continue after a short break. This is On Second Thought. From Georgia Public Broadcasting, this is On Second Thought. I'm Virginia Prescott, and we're continuing our conversation about world language education. Georgia leads the Southeast in percentages of students enrolled in foreign language education classes. And we're talking with Patrick Wallace. He's a program specialist for World Languages and Global Workforce Initiatives at the Georgia Department of Education. Also, Jacques Marcotte. He is Secretary of the Board of Directors of the French American Chamber of Commerce in Atlanta. Patrick, I want to go to what you were talking about, the whole child education and getting people out of the box of the two-year programs. Somebody listening to this might be transformed back to high school Spanish class. So take us into a present-day classroom. What is new in language education?
Well, Well, language education and our knowledge of language acquisition has improved dramatically over the years. We are now, if I always correlated to, you know, before we had microscopes, we did thought that the smallest thing we saw was what existed, and then we discovered microscopes. So definitely in world language education and this focus on proficiency, it's definitely very important for us to move forward. And a lot of work has been done both with ACFL nationally and other areas, but definitely we are improving our world language education as a rule in Georgia.
You mentioned the dual immersion program. What is that?
So the dual immersion program is where language is basically instruction is carried out in two languages. Half the day is in another target language. So they are learning science and math. As I mentioned, it's important to point out that these teachers are teaching content in a second language, which adds a whole nother level of rigor, which can impact the kids cognitively, as you mentioned, academically, all the good reasons for that. And those kids are excelling, you know, increasing English literacy. I always tell people, if you're concerned about English literacy, and literacy is the gateway to knowledge, then you should be improved and concerned about adding a second language, because the data, large-scale longitudinal data over many decades, and continues to confirm, and even our own in-state data on the milestones test continues to confirm that DLI students are not only meeting all the expectations, they're exceeding them in many, many cases. So definitely it's not at any case a disadvantage to those students. It's a form of education. IB programs are on the rise in Georgia, another indication that people want this education for their children.
Well, let's hear from a student in one of these dual immersion programs, Dominic. He's from the International Charter School of Atlanta, native Spanish speaker and learning French.
Apprendre langage, c'est un privilège parce que pas tous les enfants peuvent apprendre différentes langages. Et je suis grateful.
Do you want to translate for us, Jacques? Je suis grateful. Well, so you
are. I am very content.
Well, you are in the business, obviously, yeah. And you know this whole international specter. What would you say to a high school principal or teacher who thinks, oh, I can't afford a language program, or it's not really what we do?
Your kids or your students cannot afford not to have a language program. And I should be, as being with the French American Chamber, I should be saying learn French. But the language that the person studies first is irrelevant. Take a language that the young lady or the young man is going to enjoy. They grow. A third language will be quite easy when business calls. Just learning a second language already changes your perspective of the world and meeting people.
And we already know dual immersion programs now in elementary and middle schools, correct, Patrick?
Correct.
Research shows kids, little kids especially, are linguistic sponges. So it looks like European language courses sometimes start with kids as young as three. Is that the right model?
Well, it's definitely true that the earlier you start and the more immersive you are, the better that the results will be. And kids are incredibly agile mind-wise. I think the biggest limits on the ability of children are often the limits of the imagination of us as adults and the structure that we build for them. But if you go to those schools and you watch those kids, for them, it's a normal thing to learn another language. They don't encounter it as a difficulty, but they embrace it as an opportunity. And they really are just naturally predisposed. We are predisposed to learn language, and it's so important. If you ask a business person, what's the most important language to learn? They might say the language of the customer. If you ask me, I say it doesn't matter what language you learn. What matters is the level. Get proficient. Because there's a great quote, one language sets you on a corridor for life. Two languages opens more doors along that way.
Mm-hmm. And Jacques, you're nodding there. What significance do these designations have when multinational companies are coming in? I mean, as you said, Peugeot is on the way, considering whom to hire.
Well, Georgia has about 20,000 French companies established. Tennessee has close to 20,000, and Alabama's got close to 10,000. So in the tri-state area, we've got 50,000 companies involved from France. So the opportunity is there.
Okay, so another plug for French, but other languages as well. Patrick, how about post-graduation? What kind of workforce initiatives or higher ed language programs should current K-12 students know about?
Well, I think some dynamic things are happening. The same revolution, if you will, that's happening in K-12 is going to play out at the higher levels as well. I want to point to the Center for Urban Language Teaching and Research at Georgia State, also the Atlanta Global Studies Center that is now kicking off the ground. Georgia Tech is combining language with master degree programs to take language, as I say, out of that box. You have to think about it. Language is fluid. It's a river, and you can float anything on it content-wise. allies. So instead of, you know, I always having two pathways. I mean, I always this morning I woke up and said, you know, Patrick, you can Google in German. That automatically opens up to me a whole world of possibilities that are equally as important for my employer. Market research. Let's talk about that. You know, again, the defense industry, strategic language list that they have. They have a desperate need for language. There's so much so they pay extra for it. You are proficient in a second language. You can earn $6,000 above your base pay. They're not going to take your word for it. They're going to test you. But again and again and again, I say language is important across a broad spectrum of jobs. So I think we are all oriented toward that. And it's not to take away from the culture and the beauty of that. The tourism industry in Georgia is $60 billion plus. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, of course, hospitality and restaurant needs workers who are bilingual. And that's just the realities of the world we live in.
Well, thanks for your passion, Patrick Wallace, Program Specialist for World Languages and Global Workforce Initiatives at the Georgia Department of Education.
Thank you very much for having me.
And Jacques Marcotte, Secretary of the Board of Directors at the French-American Chamber of Commerce. Merci.
Merci à vous.